The Kaufman Cove-based North End Port Authority is hoping to have the Rainforest Islands ferry up and running by next spring. The service would serve Kaufman Cove, Wrangell, and South Metcalf Island near Petersburg. The Inner Island Ferry Authority provided a similar service to the three communities in the past. It began in 2006 with 4 sailings a week. It was eventually reduced to 3 days a week and was completely shut down in 2009 due to low ridership and loss of revenue. Last year, the IFA turned to the state for funding with no success. Kent Miller explains the group's new business plan.
The business plan includes 4 trips a week on the Kaufman Cove Wrangell South Metcalf route and 3 trips a week between Kaufman Cove and Ketchikan.
The managing member of the Alaska Sea Roads LLC and private consultant for the group says the summer schedule will also include round trips on Sundays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. He says there will also be a winter schedule that would include 3 trips a week among the 3 towns.
The winter timetable would be round trips on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Miller says the schedules would not conflict with the Alaska Marine Highway System. The route's vessel would be smaller than IFA's marine vessels, Prince of Wales and Stikine.
It operates with a crew of 3 and substantially less fuel cost than the Prince of Wales and Stikine. So it enables it to operate out of the fare box with a reasonable forecast of traffic.
Miller says the group already has a lease purchase in hand for the ferry. As for funding, Miller says it has applied for a loan through the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Rural Development Program and financing from GE Government Finance.
We have, with the lease purchase of the vessel proposed by GE Government Finance, about 2/3 of the necessary funding accounted for.
Miller says it expects a decision on a preliminary commitment from the USDA by the end of this month. Overall, Miller says the ferry is expected to do well financially.
The whole operation will run on an annual cash flow of a bit over $1 million, approximately $1.2 million in annual revenues will suffice to pay the operating costs and return a approximately break-even financial result.
I think the purpose is to get this North End Ferry going again, and in order to do it, everybody has to be on board.
Kaufman Cove Mayor Misty Fitzpatrick and Tourism Coordinator and North End Port Authority Board Member Heather Phillips Hedges presented the plan during a 2-day swing through Wrangell and Petersburg. Following a 30-minute presentation to the Wrangell Assembly, Phillips Hedges says she thinks the route will help cut travel costs. She says her and Fitzpatrick's trip would have been easier if the northern route was running.
As far as our experience getting out here, it was very difficult for us. We had to leave a day early because we didn't, you know, we had to fly. It's pretty costly.
Fitzpatrick added the ferry could add more revenue to local businesses along the route.
We'd be promoting that people come over to Wrangell on the ferry and take Breakaway up to Stikine or take Sunrise to, you know, to one, on one of their various tours. So at the same time they were taking one portion away, we're hoping to add even more.
The plan received some questions and comments during the presentation and later at the assembly meeting. Wrangell IFA board member Bernie Masson says he's skeptical of the plan, even though it sounds great.
I kind of hate to see that ferry was built for us and not being used for us. It kind of feels like it's a backup ferry for Ketchikan now. So
the North End Port Authority's efforts haven't always been as smooth.
I think we fully understand why Kaufman Cove wants to get something going up there, and we support, you know, the board as a group supported their efforts to do so.
Voters gave the city of Kaufman Cove the thumbs up to create the Port Authority in last year's election. IFA board chairman Dennis Watson says when it was created, it became a problem.
IFA, you know, under state law, is a port authority, and Kaufman Cove is a member of that port authority. And when they chose to develop their own, then all of a sudden we have two competing port authorities, you know, on the same island.
A competition that could have financial repercussions.
You know, the funding that be it private or state or federal, you know, that is available for port authorities, you know, that puts us in competition for that funding.
According to a letter from Watson to the Kaufman Cove City Council, the IFA has a number of active requests for funding to reopen the route. This caused a conflict between the IFA and City Councilwoman and Project Manager Elaine Price, who is also on the IFA board. Watson says the IFA made sure Kaufman Cove was well aware of the conflict.
You know, when we start talking about what IFA is, what funding sources IFA is going to pursue, you know, we have her as part of the group that's doing that, that has a port authority that is also looking for money. You know, how does that work? You know, it is a conflict.
While representing the North End Port Authority, Price requested a $150,000 appropriation in federal funding to operate the marine vessel Susitna out of Kaufman Cove. This prompted Watson to deny Price of access to the IFA's financial records and other information. She's also not allowed to participate in board discussions or vote on the issue. Price was unavailable for comment. Watson says he hopes both sides can resolve the issue.
You know, we understand their issues. You know, I was a mayor for several years, and I understand, you know, all the ebbs and floods of problems that you have running a small community. So, you know, let's just hope for good things in the future.
Watson says he hasn't seen the group's plan, but thinks it's a hard sell right now due to the economy. He says ridership on the IFA Southern Round has felt the impact. The IFA plans to meet on November 3rd to discuss more on the Port Authority issue. As for the Rainforest Islands Ferry, representatives from the North End Port Authority have expressed interest in working with the IFA. Watson says so far no such plan has been presented. Reporting from Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.